This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Y'all sitting up straight. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Tomorrow, class, I asked Bert if he would discuss with us 5G. And he is going to delineate the dangers of 5G, and they are absolutely positively real. Now, Bert is a radio frequency engineer. He actually earns his living in the 5G world, 4G world, 3G, etc., the radio frequency world. And for him to say the kinds of things that I anticipate him saying are detrimental to his financial well-being. He's just going to tell it like it is. It's really serious. It affects airplanes. And I just can't believe it. We currently have a guy, a transportation secretary, who is not only is he incompetent, but he's AWOL. He's feeding his baby, and the country's falling apart. The supply chain's broken. We have the, you know, what is transportation? That'd be planes, trains, and automobiles and trucks, right? That's what transportation is. And this guy is in charge of it, and everything in that in his world, and in his bailiwick. It's falling apart. So, you know, what happens? What happens whenever we get in a financial mess like we're in, whenever inflation has spiraled out of control and needs to be a correction? Seems to be like one answer. That's war. So think about this. So what if Washington decides that we are going to go to war with the Russians? The Russians side with the Chinese, and then we can't get ball bearings and rubber bands and, you know, pencils, and we can't get, you know, everything we need, chips. The labels for the cans, the glue for the labels, the ink for the labels. We can't get the rubber products to put the seals in the jars, you know. And we can't get the plastics, and we just can't get it, okay? What's that going to be like? That's going to be worse than it is right now, right? Gas went up 10% in the last week right here in our little village. And gas is going up everywhere. They're talking about over $100 a barrel, which means gas is going to go way up. It's over $5 in many places in California right now. So while they are touting that, you know, while these guys are congratulating themselves on what a great job they've done, the reality is they have been abysmal. Failure, and they're bankrupting the country. They've actually already bankrupted the country. I wanted to tell you that I got an intergalactic email, and the email said, is that guy really a president? Of course, I'm kidding. But, you know, imagine somebody looking at us from outer space and looking at the dumb things that we do. They'd be laughing at us. Actually, they'd probably pity us. So, is it possible that we can go to war? Absolutely possible. Absolutely. The sabers are rattling right now. The troop buildups are happening right now. Within striking distance of Ukraine. So, you know, every time we enter one of these little conflicts, and the big ones last 4 years, the, you know, Vietnam, Korea, you know, they go on for quite a while. It's a mess. Afghanistan, how long did that go on? So it's expensive, it's bloody, and we're destroying the planet every time we pull off one of these stupid events. And who does this? Now you get two guys that are arm wrestling, and they say, you know what, instead of arm wrestling, let's just go start, well, I'll get my army and attack your army, and we'll just have it out. And we'll scorch the earth all around where we're going to have a little battle. And the battles get bigger and bigger and more, and a lot of people die. It's just terrible. We blow up cities. I mean, London, Dresden. Happens over and over, and I guess maybe maybe we're overdue for one, you know, based on the economy. And people saying that, you know, it created jobs, it's idiotic. It's beyond dumb. Just try to get a doctor's appointment. Try to talk to a nurse. Try to talk to anybody in government. Try to find out what the status of Medicare is. Just try it. Just see how long you're on hold and see what kind of a bozo answers the phone when you ultimately get to one. They don't know what they're doing. And not only that, if you call them, they're not responsible for the answer they give you. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine calling your mechanic and saying, listen, I got a problem with my car. And he says, listen, I'm going to tell you right off the bat. I don't really know, but I'm going to tell you what you can try. And if your car blows up, well, it's tough. That's pretty much what you're getting from those government helplines. You know, the IRS, when you call them up and you say, I got just one question. I just have this one question on this one form. Can you tell me what this is? And they read to you. They type in the question. They come up with a database of answers. They read the answer. And then they tell you, and you say, well, what does that mean? And they say, well, I don't know. I'm not really qualified to answer what that means. I'm just qualified to read what the screen says to you. That's where we are today. We have people who have no idea what they're doing. Kathy, I'm sorry for derailing us. Back to you.
That's okay, Vince. Anyway, Vince, I was talking about the little buckets, and I just real quick want to, in case I did make myself clear, you can take like an old belt and put the handle through the belt and then fasten it around your waist. And, or I've even taken like an apron that the strings come all the way around, and then I'll double knot it. But anything you want to use. But I've found them a couple years ago. It was after, I think, Halloween or Easter, and they had the buckets. They were about the same size as the ice cream buckets, and they had them marked down, a whole stack of them, and they were like 9 cents or something. And so I bought like a whole stack of them because I use them, and sometimes I end up sending fruit or produce home with people and I don't get them back. But that's another time you can look, like after Easter or Halloween or the holidays. Sometimes you can find them there. But I actually was going to call like some of the ice cream stores just for grins to see if they have them with the lids, especially if I could buy some, or if they would just give them to me. So a couple other things, Vince, that I wanted to mention that I use the buckets for. I use them too when I do my weeding. I have one that I have on the side weeds, and the other one I save a smaller one, like when I'm picking my greens and my produce. So that way I don't mix the two. You can use them for like your dog food or cat food. I store fertilizer in them too, especially I have some square ones, and I just write on the outside whatever fertilizer I'm storing out there or whatever product. Sometimes if I have like a little bit of potting soil left in those big bags, I'll just put them in a bucket too with a lid, and that keeps it. At least, I mean, you don't really have to have a lid on it, but if I have a lid, I use it. And then I use them sometimes, too, when I'm making, like, a compost tea. And you can just throw whatever greens or food or whatever you want to make your compost out of and put some water in there and let it set for a couple weeks, and then you have your compost tea. Let's see, I think that was probably about it. But you could use them for, like, grains and rice and your food and beans, too. I store those in my basement. But that was just some of the uses that I was thinking of, that there's just so many. And even if you had to buy them, it's still worth it to me to have some buckets.
Okay, I absolutely agree. And, you know, class fertilizer is hydroscopic. So if you get some 13, 13, 13 or 5, 10, 5 or 10, 6, 4, whatever you happen to be using, if it's in the bag that it comes in, if you've already opened the bag, then moisture will be attracted to it. So what do? Well, put it in a plastic bucket. And don't believe a word I say. You know, make sure you do your own research. But we put it in a plastic bucket. We label the buckets. And we label exactly what's in it and when we put it in there, month and year. That way you'll know what's in the bucket and no one will be confused later on. And here's another thing. So years ago I bought some Miracle-Gro. And they had it at Sam's Club in this great big box. And in the box were plastic bags, tubes, if you will, of Miracle-Gro. Well, that's a lousy way to store Miracle-Gro. So what I do is I put the Miracle-Gro in the plastic mayonnaise-type jars. I pour it out of the plastic tubes. I mark it, and it stays for a long time. Just keep it out of the sun, keep it at a semi-constant temperature, and it works really well. So those are some things that you can do. And so those mayonnaise jars, they're really nice. I'm talking about like Miracle Whip type, the plastic ones with the blue lids, screw-on lids. They work really great for all kinds of things. So we, in our automotive shop, we have a bunch of them, and we put automotive relays in it. We put heat-shrinkable tubing in it, etc. And by the way, in the thought of what supplies should you get? Well, you can buy nuts and bolts and washers by the pound. Now, they're going to be from China, but they're okay. I mean, they're not, you're not going to want to trust your life to them. But in terms of fastening things, they work okay. The plating isn't quite as good as the American ones used to be. But you can buy them. You used to be able to buy them for maybe $1.49 a pound. They're probably now $2.79 or $3 a pound. But you can get all the sizes you want, put them in a plastic bag, weigh them, and take them home. So that's what we buy. We buy, you know, maybe 50 pounds at a time for our shop in all different sizes. So we have nuts, bolts, and washers. You don't have to buy 50 pounds. But we use them here at the farm a lot. So that's what we do. And I suggest you consider getting nuts, bolts, and washers, the kinds that you want, so you don't have to run out and buy a package of two screws or two bolts for, you know, $1.99 when you could have bought a whole pound for $1.99 or $3 a pound, depending on where you shop. Tractor Supply is a place that sells them. Orscheln also sells them. We don't like Orscheln too much because they really did us dirty with the Orscheln Premium 303 tractor hydraulic fluid that destroyed all of our farm equipment. So I have a special spot in my mind that where I avoid going, and Orscheln is one of those places. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, the last thing I should have mentioned right away, Vince, was carrying water. I mean, we have an old golf cart, and you know, I put buckets on there of whatever I'm using, fertilizer, water, whatever, pond water, and I drive it around. And that way, because I don't really want to haul 5 gallon buckets of water. It's just too heavy for me. So there's just a lot of uses. This, I want to mention one thing that my husband did. He has, I think it's called a Maglite flashlight, and he took a bike, the tube from a bike, the inner tube part, and he cut it and he slid it on the handle so that when you put it like under your arm and if you're trying to hold it and carry something else, it doesn't slide out. It gives it a little resistance or friction there. So that was one of the things that he did, and he mentioned that the other day when I was asking him about some of the things that he did.
Yeah, so we're talking about inner tubes, I guess. So
we never throw
inner tubes away, class. So you can use them for all kinds of things. And you can use them for shock insulation. I bought some appliance rollers, and these are those things that you put under the feet, if you will, of a refrigerator, a freezer, or a chest freezer. And I didn't like them, so I took some inner tube and I made some more cushions with cutting squares like 3 inches by 3 inches, and I used them as pads on the rollers.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, just a quick thought. You know, next time you buy tires, or if you have a friend that is in the tire business, you ought to ask him or her for some of those extra valve, tire valve stem caps, you know, those little plastic caps that screw on to keep the dirt out of your tire valve stems. And the reason for that is as you go through the roads in the winter, if you don't have a valve, a tire valve cap, this spray from the salt on the roads will corrode the aluminum tire pressure sender system, and it will be really expensive to fix that if it breaks. So the best thing you can do to prevent that is keep those tire valve caps on. And if you don't have them, and most people, you know, are missing one or two or three or four, you can get them for free. Usually, you know, they'll be the guys that change tires have every time they change a tire, they put a new valve stem in, or typically they do. And they get all these extra used caps. And you just ask them for a few, you know, like 10, 12, something like that. And I think you should do that. And they don't mind because they're just going to throw them away. And the other thing is, I haven't done this yet with the chickens, but I'm going to. And that is, I'm going to prototype a dimmer. And I think I can buy just a standard dimmer or find one in the electrical department here at the farm and use an incandescent light bulb dimmer and adjust the temperature output of the infrared heat lamps. So I just wanted to share with you, that's a thought. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to, because, you know, how do you get the right temperature? Well, it sure would be a lot easier if you had a dimmer. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, another thing that we do is we save our garden hoses. And sometimes, you know, you can use them like on the ends of your rain barrel type thing if you just need a piece, and then you put the whatever end you need on there. But my husband will split them, and he puts them over like blades and his saw blades and knives and things that are real sharp. And that way he protects him and anyone that's trying to reach in there, especially if he's going to have to transport the blades or something like that. So that was another thing he used. He mentioned that he uses the hose for.
Well, I really like that idea. And, you know, we've got hundreds of feet of garden hose here at the farm because we use it. Sometimes we have to put a temporary cattle water out, you know, a couple hundred feet from the farmhouse. So we have these garden hoses. And I like the better quality. Actually, the best quality those are the ones I like. The green ones that they sell at, you know, at the Chinese factory outlet, the inexpensive ones, they never last. But the other ones, the ones that are typically gray or black, that are made out of, you know, they call maybe a lifetime type hose, they are way better. And I've got some that are maybe 30 years old that are still going just strong. So don't store them in the sunlight. Store them, you know, out of the sunlight. If you've got a garage, store them in the garage. Drain the water out. You know, when you put your garden hose away, what we do is we have a hilly land here, so we just take the garden hose, we stretch it out in the sun, and we let the water run out of it. And then at the high point, and we coil up the hose about the size of a hula hoop. So we hold it up, and then the water further drains downhill out of the hose. Then we put them away. And that way, if you ever have to grab a garden hose to put a fire out, it won't have frozen water in it. Because 1 ounce of water will shut down a garden hose if it's frozen. No kidding. So, and the washers, you can buy the washers, and yeah, sometimes they fall out. So you can buy like a 100-pack or 50-pack or a 10-pack and get them on eBay. But you want the kind that are not rubber. The rubber ones don't last very long. The, you know, the orange, reddish rubber ones don't last very long with the Chinese rubber. But the ones that have little tabs on them so they don't fall out as easily, the black ones, are way better. And they're roughly, I don't know, 15 cents a piece. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, I think the other thing, and you don't have to be a sower to do this, but something that would be valuable, I have a couple of them. They're called zipper repair kits. And they have all different tabs in there and the little piece that goes like a stopper almost. I've had times where I've opened it up. I'll take like a small screwdriver and open it up and take that end off if it's broken, and you can put another one on, or if the zipper part breaks. Same thing with that. If you can open up the bottom and get it on, you won't have to replace the whole zipper. And they're really handy on like your heavy coat. They
really,
don't make
really
zippers
good.
The way they used to.
Let's talk more about that.
Orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two U.S. Marines were killed and 17 others injured Wednesday when a military truck flipped over a North Carolina highway interchange at Highway 210 and U.S. Highway 17. All the service members were based out of Camp Lejeune and were part of the 2nd Marine Logistics Group. The 19-year-old service member who was driving the truck is now reportedly facing charges in the crash. The police report claims he was traveling too fast when attempting to make a sharp turn. The number of American workers filing unemployment claims jumped much more than expected this week. According to data released Thursday by the Labor Department, workers filed 286,000 initial jobless claims for the week ending on January 15. The number of claims increased compared to the previous week's revised tally of 231,000 claims. Economists had projected a number roughly 55,000 lower. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
President Biden, addressing the American people Wednesday afternoon, walked back his campaign promise to end the virus to a job not yet finished.
Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better. We're moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives. Where COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat.
With very few positive accomplishments, President Biden said he has exceeded expectations. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News calls Biden and Democrat lawmakers clueless to what the American people are demanding.
Totally clueless. I mean, the president is completely detached from reality and the kitchen table issues that matter to Americans. He's claiming that inflation is under control, that shelves at the grocery stores are restocked, that we're going to get COVID under control soon if you just keep wearing masks and we keep demanding people show their vaccine cards. None of these are what people are experiencing across Arkansas or across the country. I think it's ironic that I'm standing here tonight in the Senate when the Democrats are trying to make it illegal for a state to require identification to vote, to prove you are who you say you are. Yet if we wanted to walk across the street and get a hamburger at a restaurant in Washington, D.C., we'd have to show our vaccine card and our identification card just to get a hamburger to eat. That's how detached these Democrats are from reality.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, all I have to do is listen to the news and get side wobbled. You know, the administration is now going to allow teenagers, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, to drive large rigs across state lines. Now, that is to address the supply chain issue. So, evidently, we don't have enough qualified, capable, knowledgeable truck drivers. So we're going to let a pilot program start where 18, 19, and 20-year-olds can drive up to 40-ton vehicles, 18-wheelers, across state lines. It's not like we have enough problems with car crashes. We're going to let people who have very little experience hop in an 18-wheeler. It's beyond insane. Class, this is something the administration did. And let me tell you my definition of administration. Okay. So in the business world, there are managers. Now, a manager is typically someone who knows how to do it, who's already done it, and who leads a team that reports to him or her by example. That's management. Management is something that, in my world, is leadership that requires knowledge of the job, knowledge of the technology, knowing more than the people who report to you. That's what management is. Okay? Administration is telling people what to do. So an administration position would be like a government position. They're not managers. Managers are in the private sector. Administrators are in the government sector. So the government administrators are people who have been appointed by one of their friends to run some operation and to tell people what to do. It's like, you, go do such and such. That's what administrators do. Managers say, let me show you how we do this. Let me show you how I do it. Kind of like what we do here at USA Prepares. We teach through examples. We teach through case studies. We teach through things that we've already done the way we do it. That's management. Administration is you do it this way. Now, if you think about what's happening in the United States of America, what the government is doing is a bunch of administrators telling people what to do, and they get it wrong 100% of the time. Tell me I'm wrong. So if you think I'm wrong, send me an email, usaprepares@outlook.com. If you want to communicate with me, usaprepares, usaprepares.com. I'm sorry, usaprepares@outlook.com. Kathy, you were talking about zippers. So I just checked the zippers. I went to the wardrobe. In the studio, I have a wardrobe, and it's from the 1800s, and it's kind of like what you'd see in the television series Maverick. And, it's from the 1800s, and that's when before people had closets. So I have one of these in the studio. And I went in there, and I grabbed a couple of pairs of blue jeans, and the blue jeans that I buy are Wranglers. So the zippers are made by a company called YKK. Now, I remember YKK zippers as a child, and they've always been, I would guess, pretty much top of the line. Is that, or Talon? Those are the two brands, but I think YKK is the best. Is that right, Kathy?
Yeah, that's a good brand, but a lot of them now are plastic. The zippers are plastic, but you still, sometimes you have a plastic tab. And sometimes you have the metal, but the couple things, Vince, that I would tell people, what you can do is you can buy the little kits, and I'm sure they sell them online, and you can get them at the fabric stores. But they contain like the slider and the tab, and then they contain the stops too, because sometimes those little stops come off. And they give you, if you get the kit, they give you a little tool, and it just looks like a real small screwdriver, and then you just put that in there and you pry it open, and then you can slide the other stop on and then squeeze it with a pair of pliers. But a couple things that you can do is, you can take, like a zipper. Let's say you have a zipper in a pocket of like a sweatshirt or a windbreaker. And sometimes, you know how the teeth break? And like when you go to open it, like that, if you were to pull it all the way off at the bottom, it would come off.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But what you can do is if you have some of those, depending on what it is. Now you don't have to have a sewing machine. I mean, if you have one, fine, but if you don't, but especially if it's on like a pocket of a jacket or a sweatshirt, never sew the metal tabs on your sewing machine because you will break your needle. You can sew over plastic, but before those teeth that are broken or where the teeth won't go together, where they separate, just take a needle and thread and go around it 3 or 4 times and knot it so that the slider can't go all the way down past it. and then you can still use your pocket. It just depends on where it's damaged, but sometimes you can kind of put the teeth together and get the zipper to go back a little bit. And if you have a metal one, and you have that problem, you just do that by hand. You know, you don't have to use, I use heavy duty thread for those, but you don't have to. But that way you can still use your garment. But if you can fix a zipper, you know, think about things like a sleeping bag or a tent or like a bed rug for a truck or a coat, duffel bag. There's jeans. That's all little things that you can literally save. And like whenever I have like a dog bed or something that's got a really long zipper, those are tough to even buy. I don't even know. I mean, I've had trouble finding them online. And if you do find them, they're expensive. I either do the seam ripper and take them out, or I'll just cut, not the zipper, but I'll cut the fabric and I'll just save it. And then I'll write on there like what the length is. So if I ever have to replace one or someone needs it, I have one. But, you know, lately I've been hearing from numerous people, especially my children and family, it's like, Mom, can you make this for me? Can you fix this for me? But what I've been hearing is that they don't know anybody else that sews. And it's really kind of a shame because I think it's kind of becoming a lost art. I hope that the younger generation would learn, because I can't tell you how much money I have saved by making things, repairing things, fixing things. And you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to make like dresses or whatever. I'm just talking about if you learn the basics to just repair what you have and to make simple things, you can really save a lot of money. So I wanted to bring up the zipper repair because, you know, clothes are expensive, and if you got a nice coat and you lose a tab or you lose the strap, you don't have to throw the whole coat away.
Yeah, so Kathy, I looked up the price of these. They're available on eBay. They're available on the internet. They're available at Amazon, and you can get a zipper repair kit depending on the number of pieces that you'd like to have in this repair kit. Sometimes you get the pliers that come with it, the cutters, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And for $20 or less, you can get a couple hundred piece zipper repair kit. So, and I've done what you've mentioned about taking thread and building your own zipper stop, and typically they're made out of metal. Class, I believe the best zippers are the ones that come that are brass or brass in color, and they typically last the lifetime of the garment. And I remember my grandmother would, if there was clothing that just was absolutely flat out unusable, worn out, etc., before my mother would make a rug out of it, my grandmother would cut the zippers out. She would remove the zippers, and of course all the buttons would be a piece of thread would be put through all the buttonholes to group, you know, the 10 buttons that may come on a garment, so that they're all together, and then they go in a jar. So, and then the fabric of the men's suits, the men's coats, the women's coats, the women's dresses, the wool, etc., my mother would cut into maybe 2-inch wide strips, and she braided a braided rug with it. So my dad's army jacket was in there, my dad's suit coats and suit pants, and it was all in the rug. And there were all the colors of, you know, of men's and women's clothing back then, the navy blues, the grays, the blacks, the charcoals, the browns. It was all in there, even some reds and greens. I mean, it was all in there, and it was the neatest thing to see this rug with the tripod that my mom used to braid this rug. Now, it took years, and I thought it was the neatest thing. She wanted to finish it, and I said, Mom, why? Why would you want to finish it? I mean, anybody can have a finished rug, but how many people don't have a finished rug? I mean, how many people have a not finished rug? Just you, Mom. So we had, you know, from my old childhood, we had this rug that got bigger and bigger and bigger in the dining room, and there was this tripod, you know, off to the side of the, with a tail on the braid for the fabric that she was adding to it, the rolls of the fabric that she cut. I mean, so it was a handmade rug. The only thing she didn't make was the thread and the fabric, but she, you know, cut the fabric in strips. So we don't throw anything away. I mean, I learned many, many years ago that you don't throw things away unless they're absolutely, positively unusable. Kathy, did you see that picture that I emailed you of our son standing in the engine compartment welding a part on the engine block? Did you see that?
I did. Yes.
That's a repair to repair an intake manifold gasket. It was a major job. The studs broke because they were corroded. He bought a used 1999 truck, and he was working on it. And he's been working on it for like a week. And this is a, you know, roughly, let's say, $30 worth of parts, maybe $40 worth of parts. But the labor is days and days. And class, you might have to engage in a project like this just to keep your equipment running. So I would suggest you learn about automobile technology and how to repair and how to weld and how to cut threads in bolts and how to tap threads and how to use a drill and a drill press and a sawzall and a circular saw and a table saw and how to build, you know, bookcases and how to frame walls and how to attach sheetrock and how to spackle sheetrock and how to finish sheetrock and how to paint and how to do plumbing. I mean, the list is long, but you can start right now. And, you know, did Kathy's husband learn how to do this yesterday? Absolutely not. He's been doing it all his life. Kathy's been doing the things that she talks about all her life, and I've been doing the things that we talk about here all my life. So it's a long process, and if you think about it, how many children know how to do the kind of things that we're talking about? And here's something. Have you ever looked inside a sewing machine, class? Okay. Have you ever looked at one of those old sewing machines? If you get a chance to see one, just kind of flip it up and look at the bottom, and look at the mechanical brilliance, the engineering, the craftsmanship that goes into making a sewing machine. It is one of the most complex machines we've ever made. And you can buy one for about $25 used, which is crazy. I mean, if someone said, hey, you know, let's start a company and we'll make we'll make sewing machines. And we'll figure out how to make the fabric move. We'll figure out how to put a needle up and down and hook with another piece of thread. We'll make one of those things, and we could probably sell them. I'll bet you they would cost $2,000 a piece if we were to start making them from scratch, because we don't know how to do it. But you can buy a used sewing machine for $25. And frankly, if you haven't done it already, you ought to do it this afternoon. Go on Craigslist. Any quick comments, Kathy?
Oh, I agree, Vince. I have a feeling that people are going to go back to this because you're not going to be able to get things that you want.
Yeah, just think about the fashion statement you
Jake
can make.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, I've just got a couple quick comments. Class, banking heat. So, you know, 8 degrees this morning here at the farm. If we didn't have a solar array and a battery backup and the power went down, the grid went down in our area, we would have a problem. And so what you can do is turn the thermostat up. If you think that you might lose power and it's freezing cold outside, the pipes might freeze, etc., let's say you keep your thermostat 68 degrees, maybe 69 degrees. You can bump it up to like 74. Now, it sounds extravagant, but if the power fails and you have no heat, you're going to be starting from 74 degrees and going down in temperature rather than start at 68 degrees and go down. So that's banking heat. Now, are you going to waste a little bit of money? A little bit. Very, very small amount, but almost imperceptible. So keep that in mind. And if you're going to build a house, it's absolutely nuts to put plumbing on outside walls. Beyond nuts. Because the outside walls freeze the first. Okay? So keep your plumbing on the inside walls. And if you have and you should build a house with a basement if you can. And the reason for that is that's where all your plumbing and electricity can be. And you can have a utility room in the basement. That way you can access all of the systems without tearing out walls. And just as an aside, I just checked, you know, 16 years ago when we built this house, we decided we would have a fiberglass shower pan 5 feet long and a shower curtain rather than glass doors, because we can throw the nylon shower curtain in the washing machine and we can wash it, you know, every 10 days or once a week or whatever. And they last a long time if you wash them gently. But so we have the standard 4-inch porcelain tiles. And they work great. But what if I wanted to install a handrail? How would I do that? Well, when we're building the house, before we put the sheetrock in the bathroom, you know, the green board that's beneath the tiles, I put 2x8s, 2x6s in the walls, and I glued and screwed them together so they're really, really strong. And then in the door jamb, I wrote in pencil, 63 and a half inches measured from the ceiling is the center of those boards. So I can put a screw and drill a hole in any of those tiles around the perimeter of the shower, and I know I'm going to hit a backer board that's going to securely support, you know, one of those stainless steel railings if I wanted to put one in the shower. If I get older and decide that, you know, I'm less stable, haven't done it yet, I don't plan on doing it, but if I ever do, I use some scrap wood that we had when we were building the house, and I just stuck it in there. Now, what builder's going to do that for you? You have to tell me, because I bet the answer is none. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, it really sounds like you put a lot of thought into building your home, so it's going to save you in the long run if you ever have to do any of those other things.
Yeah, there's one other thing. There's one other thing. So when you put a door in, there's no reason, if you're going to build your own house, to put any door in smaller than 36 inches. Now, why is that? Because you can get a wheelchair through a 36-inch opening. No problem. But if you have a 28-inch opening or a 30-inch opening, you might have a problem. So 36, it costs just a little bit more when you build your house. And if you look at houses that other people have built, used houses, you're probably going to find that it's less than ideal. But you can make your own mistakes. And you won't put plumbing on the outside walls. Two, you won't have narrow doorways. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, plus, since getting furniture through those narrow doorways, trying to get a big mattress or a chest of drawers or something through a narrow, that's tough.
Or a refrigerator or a washing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Vince, I have like 4 hours worth of notes, so obviously we're not going to get to it today, but I wanted to mention...
I'll be quiet.
Oh, go ahead, Vince.
I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Okay. I got a hairline crack in my crock pot. It's older. I don't know how I did it. I don't know if it just got bumped at one point or something, but... So I was looking. I thought, well, maybe I can just replace the crock pot. But just to buy one is like $20, and it's like, well, I'm going to try to find another one that is the same size so I can save the base and the lid and the same brand. It's older, so I don't know if I can do that. But I was looking at online at one of the stores, and the one that I was looking at was like $23. So I thought, well, that's not bad. I'll go get one. So 3 days later, 2 days later, it went up $3 just from, it might have even been a day later because I was looking online and then I looked at the price again and it went up $3. And that's just one item.
And that's over 10%. Yeah, which is what our gas went up last week, you know, and within 1 week. Back to you.
Well, Vince, you know, if you want to continue, I have all kinds of things like plastic bags and boxes and different things that I found some really ingenious things to do with some of these. So if we want to continue on another program, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, and plastic bags was in, on my list for today. So I have a little trash can here in the studio, and it has those supermarket T-handled, you know, T-shirt style trash bags, like 10 layers thick. And I just put them all in there when they're clean, and then every day I just take the top one out, tie it up, out it goes. So that's the way I do it. In case liquids go in there, they won't go through.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.